Welcome to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. I am a creator you can support. Just put in my code, Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY in the item shop, and a little bit is going to go my way. I got to give a big shout out here to Bo for supporting me in the item shop. I really appreciate it. And Bo actually sent me this picture on Twitter with a comment. I'm going to read it out here just because it is really awesome. Bo says, supporting Mike Daddy, but my Twitter name is that's good stuff, but supporting Mike Daddy in the shop for his dedication to daily updates on daily Fortnite podcasts. Could you release a daily podcast about a game and still find interesting facts, updates, and hints to keep it interesting? That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Bo, so much for supporting me in the item shop and those nice words. I really appreciate that. Let's see here. Let's talk about the little bit about the EU Winter Royale Finals were today. Very exciting gameplay, of course. Big money on the line. I want to talk about this real quick before we actually talk about the tournament itself and the winners and everything. During the event, Fortnite put up a little tournament stat info on the screen, and I'll tell you what, this was pretty amazing to find out. This was during the qualifying stage. So during the qualifying stage, 9.2 million total players during the qualifiers. So you really know that the 200 people who qualified for the EU side and the NA side are really, you know, high level, some of the best in the world, because we had 9.2 million people play. Only 200 people from each side got invited. So out of 9.2 million to be one of the top 200, those guys all have to feel amazing about that, just even getting to that point. They had 572,014 matches played in total. There was 2.36 billion shots fired in total. 186,000 hours played total. I don't really care about that number so much. Let's see here. But there was 13.32 million total points. There was 1.89 million fall damage deaths. That is insane. That's a lot more fall damage deaths than I would expect. Let's see here. But there was 23.1 billion resources harvested, and there was 633,000 storm deaths, guys. Don't get lost in the storm, man. You see that storm coming, you really got to rotate out of the circle. Now, you know, we don't have the glider redeploy, but remember, there are the quad crashers. They are 100% spawn now, so if you get familiar with the map and figure out where those quad crashers are, get on those quad crashers so you can get to the next circle quick, so you're not getting yourself lost in the storm there. I just thought those numbers were really awesome to see that many people participated, and you know, that the guys who are in the Winter Royale finals, they are all amazing to have gotten that far, to have that many players been played. Hopefully we're going to see this 9.2 million total players rise in the next one, because, you know, Fortnite has, what, I think I saw somewhere recently in some sort of news article that they have like 200 million players total and something like 125 million concurrent players that are playing every month. So yeah, there's a lot of players out there, so hopefully that number will just keep growing and everybody will try and give themselves a chance, everybody who's eligible anyways. Let's see here. So just a little bit more about the Winter Royale Finals on the EU side. Again, today was the finals. Some really awesome gameplay here. We got to give a big congratulations to Lestream Skite. Ended up winning the whole thing and got, you know, $75,000 for winning the top prize in first place. Got 10 points total. Let's go a little bit down the list here, just a couple of spots. Twitch Tux 717 had 9 points for second place. Atlantis Mitro, Ghost Isa, ECA, Scram all had 8 points. And that was your top five players. So yeah, it was really good gameplay, guys. I would definitely suggest going and watching it so you could see all the high-level gameplay that these guys are putting out there. Remember, these guys, you know, out of 9.2 million players are, you know, some of the best 200 players in the world out of that, out of the 9.2 million. So you definitely want to be watching them and seeing what they do so you can learn from it. Let's see here, guys. I'm going to go over one of the weekly challenges now. Let's go over the one where you need to visit the Viking ship, the camel, and a crash battle bus. Now, I would think that you guys probably know where these are by now because the map has been this way for a while, but you might not if you're somebody who doesn't really familiarize yourself with the entire map and doesn't, you know, if you're somebody who goes to Salty Springs every game and only lands there, and you're somebody, you know, who only gets to log in a couple of times a week. Well, I'm going to tell you exactly where these are. Obviously, the most obvious one out of these is the Viking ship. This is on the big mountain where the Viking village is. Just land at that ship there. Pretty easy and straightforward. That is over in, what, B6? But it should be fairly obvious. That one's easy to see from the battle bus itself when you are flying over in the battle bus. Now, the other ones, the camel, it's over in the desert. And the camel is in G9. It is just west of the gas station there in the desert area. So yeah, go to that area. And then if you don't know where the crash battle bus was, this came about after we had when we had the butterfly event happen. We got the crash battle bus. If you remember that little what's the word I'm looking for? We had that little video play for that event. Or no, sorry, this was for the Fort Nightmares event when we got this crash battle bus, actually. So for the Fort Nightmares event, when we got this crash battle bus, we got that video when the bus crashed, and we got the new character for that. The crash battle bus, anyways, it's going to be west of Lazy Links. Actually, a better spot to think of, because it's actually closer to Leaky Lake. Just go head straight north of Leaky Lake in E3, and you're going to find the battle bus there. So it's kind of in between the Lazy Links and Leaky Lake area, but when we first got the new Leaky Lake after the butterfly event, I was going there a whole bunch, so I always, it's always easy to find the crash battle bus if you just go straight north of Leaky Lake in E3. Already get there is that challenge. Pretty easy, straightforward one. So let's go over what's in the item shop today. The item shop, we got the Guan Yu outfit. You have, let's see here. He also comes with the loyal shield back bling. I like this guy a lot, actually. I like his big beard. I wish I had a beard that long. Let's see here. We get the divine dragon glider. This is you know, a big ship. I like this one a lot as well, actually. But you're also going to get the Guandao. I'm not sure if that's how you say that, but it is the harvesting tool, and I actually like this harvesting tool a lot. I really like the way this one looks. It's pretty you know, I like that it's a straight line too. It's very, very simple in the shape there, but it looks really slick. I like this one. In the daily items, you're going to have the Cloak Star outfit, which I'm a fan of. You have the Munitions Expert outfit. Again, a big fan of this one. You get the Flippin' Sexy emote. You get the Battle Pass tiers as well still for 600 V-Bucks. You get the Empire Axe Harvesting Tool. And you are going to get the finger guns emote. That is the item shop for today, guys. So let's go over to our tip of the day. And our tip of the day is going to help you out. This is for when you're playing duos on squads and you get one of your teammates gets downed. So for this, use a campfire on your down but not out stage teammate. Because when you try to fully res your teammate when you're in the middle of a battle, that's obviously going to leave you vulnerable because it's going to take you 10 seconds. And that's 10 seconds, you know, that is really valuable for battling with your enemy. You know, and especially if you're in a 1v1 and you happen to be in a duos or squads, you know, you're already down a man, so they can really put the pressure on you here. You want to try to fight them off before they can keep pushing on you. So what you can try to do here is go over to your teammate, build around them, build a floor, build a campfire, because that campfire is going to keep your teammate alive longer, so you don't have to worry about them timing out while they're in the down but not out stage. But this will still allow you to go fight your enemies at the same time, so that you're not leaving yourself vulnerable, because obviously if you're rezzing your player, not only are you vulnerable just because you can't really look around, but also you don't have your weapon ready. So even if you see or hear your enemy coming, you still have to switch off going from the rezzing to getting your weapon back out and ready to shoot somebody. So that's, you know, a couple of milliseconds that your opponent is going to have time to go ahead and eliminate you. And then even if they don't eliminate you, if you have yourself built in 1v1, they could be knocking down your walls. And if they knock down your walls and you're busy trying to rez, they can just replace the wall that they just broke with their own wall and then get some easy edit kills. And you don't want to leave yourself in that situation. Definitely just get your teammate in 1v1, build them around them, get in that campfire so that they'll last a little bit longer in case it takes you a while to battle your enemies. But yeah, don't try to res them right away when the enemy team is pushing you, for sure. Try to battle them out and get that clutch play there, so that you can not only res your player eventually, but you're going to get eliminate the other team, and you're going to look really awesome for doing that. Alright guys, that's going to be the show for today, so go join the Discord, follow me over on Twitch and YouTube as well, subscribe over there, go over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Subscribe while you're there so you get all the episodes, and until next time guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.